Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges, and each year about this time, I go through all the albums that came out during the previous year, in this case 2015, and listen back to some of the great albums that came out of Chicagoland in Northwest Indiana. And I always pick my top 10 regional albums. And we published that top 10 list in the Northwest Indiana Times. And since coming to Lakeshore a few years back, we've started doing a radio show dedicated and showcasing some of those top 10 artists. So tonight, you will hear my top 10, a song from each of those artists and a little bit about them. So stay with us and get ready to taste the sounds of the region on the Lakeshore. Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges. This show is all about music and the people who make it. And tonight we are going to salute 10 artists from Chicagoland on some great albums that they released in 2015. But first, we would be remiss not to make note of some of the artists that we have lost in the last few days. Dale Griffin, the drummer of Mott the Hoople, passed away. Mick Gillette, trumpet player and trombone player of Tower of Power, of course. Glenn Frey of the Eagles, David Bowie last week. We've just lost so many amazing talents. And I'm going to dedicate this show, since it is about local music, to the late, great Gary Loizzo. He was a Chicago institution, a cornerstone, if you will, of the 60s, 70s, and even 80s Chicago sound. Gary was the lead singer of the American Breed, who did Bend Me, Shape Me. He was also the owner and producer-engineer at Pumpkin Studios. He was a Grammy-nominated engineer for working on albums by Styx, including Cornerstone and Mr. Roboto. Gary passed away this past weekend. At the age of 70, he lost his battle with pancreatic cancer. So we're going to dedicate tonight's show about local music to Gary Loizzo. As I mentioned, I picked 10 albums out of the last batch that have come out in the previous year, this year being 2015's crop, if you will. And I publish them. It's been a tradition in the Times for many, many years, my top 10 in January. And since starting here at Lakeshore 3 years ago, we've decided to start spotlighting and focusing on some of these great albums. So we're going to start with number one from Jim Peterick and Mark Scherer. They released an 11-song collection, and it's called Risk Everything. I've chosen a song that I feel represents it well. Jim Peterick is a staple of the 80s sound with the bands like Survivor and 38 Special that he wrote for. And this has a bit of that sound, but it's not so much a throwback-sounding CD. It's a continuation of where he was then. And he's found a great vehicle, if you will pardon the pun, in singer Mark Scherer. So this is Independence Day, number one on the top 10 from Jim Peterick and Mark Scherer.
About to crash. I knew I had to save myself from the wreckage.
Independence Day. That's brand new stuff. That's off our number one album on the list, Risk Everything by Jim Peterik and Mark Scherer. Independence Day closes out the album. The whole album has that 80s kind of feel. Even though it has that retro sound, I think it's very contemporary sounding, very good melodic pop for today's market. Dan, what do you think?
I agree, Tom. That's such a powerful song, that drum intro in the beginning with the snare just rolling away. Really cool.
Figures you would pick out the drum.
that's right. It sounds great. And I always like when Jim comes in the studio to talks with us here.
Well, we're going to hopefully have him and Mark Scherer joining us. I think Mark is an incredible singer, that high range.
Yeah.
Very clean, very crisp. Production on this is awesome, as you might expect. We come to number two at this point. These ladies were in the studio with us maybe 6-7 months ago, I think. The album is called What Is Moo? It's an instrumental. It's hard to describe. It's impossible to describe what these gals do. Two guitar players, Lori Counts and Laura Jansen, have teamed up to create this guitar mashup, I guess you'd say. It's got fusion, it's got jazz, it's got
Sort of other ethereal world music sound too.
Yeah.
A lot of different styles in there. And I remember when they both came into the studio and performed live in here, they did acoustic versions of some of their album stuff, which is completely different than what we're going to play.
What you're going to hear here is produced well by Lee and Jolie Popa. They're the power behind groups like Ministry here in Chicago, White Zombie, Macy Gray, and it's experimental, it's ethereal, it's soul-touching sounds, and like I said, it defies verbal description, so I'm just going to shut up and let the music do the talking. This is What Is Moo, and a song called Delusion. What is Moo? Well, that is Moo. It's called Delusion, and it's one of my picks off of this great album called What is Moo? And Moo, in this case, is spelled M-U. It is What is M-U? Whatismoo.com, if you want to find out more about this. A work of free expression. It reminded me, not so much in the sound, but in the free spiritness of like a Brian Eno or a Philip Glass or John Zorn, some of the more freeform stuff. Good stuff. Like I said, it's hard to describe this. It's one of those records you just have to put on and listen. And I do mean records because it is on vinyl as well, if you recall.
It's like electronic dance. Very cool stuff.
Good stuff. What is Moo? We come now to number three. This guy, he's a Chicago roots rocker that's been around for a long time, under the radar, unfortunately, for much of his career. But he's got determination. He's got grit. He keeps putting out great records. This is the fourth time he's made my top 10 in the last 10 years. His albums just keep getting better and better. Is blue collar inspired spit in your eye Americana. I'm talking about Pete Berwick. You remember when he came down here?
I do remember that day.
Yeah.
Man, he did some good in studio stuff too.
Got to have him back. This has several cuts on it. I was wrestling all day with which ones to play, and between Ain't Going Back to Memphis, The Legend of Tyler Doohan, which is the title, there's a great song in here called Keep Your Socks On and Don't Look Down about being in a cheesy $20 motel, being a traveling musician that I really was leaning towards, but I think we're going to go to this one, which is called See You in Hell. Listen to the words. It's pretty cool. Pete Berwick.
Bridges burned, our bridges burned, but water needs the bridge. Let bygones be all things just pass like Jesus, just forgive. We're all wretched sinners, Lord knows we owe a debt. You can't outrun the devil, and God never forgets. Live and live, let dead dogs lie. I seen ghosts rise in the sky. Damnation or salvation's always near. See you in hell, I'll bring the beer. What's done is done, I've got the gun. Redemption should be mine. You could turn the other cheek, but I just shoot you twice. That was then and this is now. Why don't we die as friends? We can spend eternity for us to make amends. Live and live, let dead dogs lie. I see ghosts riders in the sky. Damnation or salvation's always near. See you in hell, I'll bring the beer. Where fires always burn. No rebel yell, it's hot as hell. No refunds or return. Like an empty bottle, all bad things must end. Can't kill a man, bone a hang. And good guys always win. Let live, let dead dogs lie. I see ghosts riders in the sky. Damnation or salvation's always near. See you in hell. See you in hell.
Chicago's own Pete Berwick. That's off the album The Legend of Tyler Doohan and Other Tales of Victory and Defeat. See you in hell. And Pete will bring the beer, that's for sure. Chicago Troubadour, Excellente, good stuff. If you enjoyed that, it sounded kind of like a Ghost Riders in the Sky modern version.
Yeah,
a little bit
exactly.
There.
Definite vibes from that.
This is good stuff. If you like your music a little rougher on the edges, a little spit in your eye, a little gravel in your throat, then Pete Berwick is the guy for you. You can find out more about him. www.peteberwick.net. We now come to number four on our list, and it's an album called International Anthem by the Mad Ants. And all these years later, I still have not figured out why the ants are so mad, but they continue to make albums. They've been around for decades. They're out of Portage, Indiana. Joel Justin is the honcho behind this group. He's the producer. He's also the songwriter, lead singer, and he plays guitar, does just about everything on this. Joel Justin's been around a long time. The album is International Anthem. You can find out more at joeljustin.com, and this one is the lead track. Are you ready to board the peace train? Peace Train. That's the Mad Ants off their latest album, International Anthem. Back in the day, you used to be able to drive under the viaducts on the highways and you'd see the Mad Ants spray painted.
Oh, really?
Oh, they had a cult following here. They've been around a long time and still kicking out music. Joel Justin writing better than ever. Sounding a little raspier than I remember him sounding early on. But I like it. It's kind of that Stevie Marriott sound on certain songs. And what I like about this album, International Anthem, is that it's a variety of styles. We just heard a rocker there, which is Peace Train. He's got a few others on there, like Let It Roll. But there's also some country weepers, Lost Dog, Crash. There's a song called My Rock and Roll, which is kind of a moody piece, and it's got the Portage High School Quarrelers on there. Just an interesting album. And for those that have been around Northwest Indiana a long time, the Mad Ants are no strangers. And this album, International Anthem, good stuff. JoelJustin.com is where you'll find them. The next one, number 5 out of the 10, is a band called The Diggity. And I understand they have taken a hiatus. They're a band you would like, Dan. They're kind of that jam band, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of blues, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They kind of mix it all up. It's progressive. It's funk. It's jazz. It's hip-hop. It's R&B. It's this hybrid of sounds that changes from cut to cut. And we're going to feature two songs here because they work together so well. You know, just like when the Beatles would write songs and they kind of meld together. I didn't feel right playing these two apart, so we put them together. And we're going to play them back to back, which is Pachyderm and Pump House. And Pump House is the title track. So here we go. This is The Diggity.
So thinking.
double shot there from the Diggity. That's Pachyderm and Pump House back to back. That latter part, that Pump House portion, reminds me so much of like Average White Band or Tower of Power.
Sure, yeah, that was some slamming, slamming grooving they got going on there.
Jazz, funk, R&B, they seem to be the natural progression from, I don't know how many of the listening audience will remember a great band out of Chicago in the 60s called Rotary Connection. Hmm. They were kind of that hybrid sound. And, of course, Minnie Riperton was their lead singer who went solo. But what an amazing sound. And, again, one that's hard to put into words. Certain musics, you just have to play them.
It's the kind of show, too, you go see live and you're bound to be dancing to that.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. That is the Diggity. You can find out more at the diggitybandcamp.com. I remember this one time at Bandcamp. The diggitybandcamp.com. And on that note, so we're going to change tempo for you and give you something completely different, as Bullwinkle J. Moose used to say. This gal was in the studio with us earlier this year. Her new album was just coming out called Drowning in Love. It's produced by Greg LaFollette and the artist herself, Lexi Alicia. She is originally from Portage, Indiana, graduated from Valpo University, and is now living in Nashville. But she's a hometown gal. She's here a lot. It's Christian-based pop. It's interesting stuff because it's as contemporary as anything you're hearing on the AC charts these days. And the song that that we chose, which to me fits in comfortably between a Taylor Swift and a Selena Gomez, is called Wait, and it's a song that has a message. Alexi Alicia is a very positive role model for young girls. It's all about waiting to do that, well, that thing we do.
Sure.
All right. This is Alexi Alicia. Check her out. For me, Wait is the name of that song. It's Lexi Alicia off her newest album, Drowning in Love. Lexi is from Portage, Indiana, and she is a graduate of Valparaiso University, and I believe she is still living in Nashville. We had her here a couple months back debuting some of that new music.
Yeah.
Good stuff. You can keep up with her at LexiAlicia.com, and it's LexiAlicia. And in a world of Miley Cyruses out there, it's nice to have a positive role model that still can get your butt shaking and your feet on the dance floor.
That's definitely,
you know,
right.
Good pop music. There's nothing wrong with pop music. You know, I have a lot of people say, oh, that's pop. Like, pop is a bad word.
It's, you know what? It's fun. It's not for everybody, but it's definitely something that'll get you up and get you moving.
That's right. Like they said on American Bandstand back in the day, it's got a beat. I give it 10. You can dance to it. All right. These guys definitely have a beat. Again, we are changing the sound drastically. They've been on my list in the past. It's been a while since they put an album out, though. Out of Valparaiso, Indiana, representing the punk rock sound of the region, Shotgun Elvis, their latest album is called When Darkness Falls. And even though it's kind of got the punk sound, and you know, it's got a really good production on this album. It's done by Mark Nelson. It was one of the final productions that were done here in Northwest Indiana at the Alley Recording Company. Mark is a producer on this. It's good stuff. They do a great version of Bill Monroe's 1946 classic, Blue Moon of Kentucky, that kind of reinvents the song in the same way for this generation as Elvis did back in the 50s when he cut it.
Oh,
and
okay.
If we have time at the end of the show, I want to try to get to it, but I'm not sure if we will. If not, we will get to that another time. But this show is all about original music, and this is one of them that carries that same pumped-up, fist-thrusting, let's-have-a-good-time feel. It's called Drinking, Smoking, and Playing Rock and Roll. Shotgun Elvis.
Since I was a kid, I was the misfit son. I never cared about things, just having fun. I learned more from my rock and roll. School, that rotten hole. I got a pocket full of change and a mean old guitar. And I meet the boys at the local bar for some drinking and smoking and playing rock and roll. For some drinking, smoking and playing rock and roll. Oh, all my life, it's all I've ever known. Mama thought I was going through a phase and I would be okay if I changed my ways. But the preacher said, bro, you're going to hell. The devil's got a grip and you're under a spell. But now I'm playing in a rocking band and I'm too busy to give a damn. Too busy drinking, smoking, and playing rock and roll. Too busy drinking, smoking, and playing rock and roll. For all my life, it's all I've ever known. Sorry, Pops, I hope you understand. I gotta get me some smokes and booze, cause tonight I'm rocking at the House of Blues. Setting priorities all way out of line. You better rise up and stop wasting your time with that drinking and smoking and playing rock and roll. Too busy drinking, smoking and playing rock and roll. Oh, all my life, it's all I've ever known. And playing rock and roll. Oh, all my life, it's all I've ever known.
drinking, smoking, playing rock and roll. That is a great song. That's Shotgun Elvis out of Valparaiso. Fro Leitz on vocals and guitar. He's the founder of the group. He's been on all the albums. Sammy Carlson on bass and background vocals. And Christian Danger on drums. I believe he's relatively new to the band. A different drummer from the last time around. Good stuff. Shotgun Elvis is called When Darkness Falls. Find out more online at shotgunelvis.com. And like I said, if we get a chance, stick around because I'm going to try to get to that Blue Moon of Kentucky from those guys. Good stuff. But we're moving on now. Number 8 on the top 10 is Liz Mandeville. Those of you that joined us at the Lake County Fair this past August saw Liz as part of the Bob Mandarino All-Star Blues Review. Liz was that pretty gal with the red guitar that just had such a voice.
She was,
you're going to hear it.
No, she was great. I didn't get to see it, but I got to hear it because I was in the
studio. Because we broadcast
her,
yeah. And she's got a robust roadhouse kind of vocal. And on this album, Eddie Shaw on saxophone, Billy Branch on harmonica, Charles Love, Joan Gand, just so many different people that guest with her. Every track on here is a winner, but of course you can't play them all. So I have chosen one that I think kind of represents well. It's called Smart Women, Foolish Choices. This is Liz Mandeville.
Making foolish man choices again. Smart woman, making foolish man choices again.
She's so together at work, she gets respect. When it comes to romance, this woman is a wreck. Smart women making foolish man choices again. It's those women making foolish man choices again.
Her old high school flame is talking around again. Found her on Facebook and wanted to be her friend. Oh no.
Smart women making foolish man
smart
choices
woman,
again.
Foolish choices. Here we go. He knows they're both married.
But what the harm in a little dream?
What's gonna happen?
What do you think?
Oh, no.
Smart women making foolish man choices again.
Way to be a superstar, baby.
Liz Mandeville, good stuff. That is a great little number called Smart Woman, Foolish Choices. Again, this was an album I wrestled with on which song to play. There's so many good cuts, so many special guests. That one that we just played, Quit Me on a Voicemail is a good one. Cloud of Love, and doing the duet vocals on that song was Charlie Love. And we also heard trombone, courtesy of Eric Campbell, and saxophone from Oz Landsberg.
A lot of great players on good that players. CD.
Liz Mandeville. You can find her at lizmandeville.com. And she's got several albums out. Definitely check this lady out if you get a chance to see her. I would love to be able to bring her back to the Lake County Fair again this year. I thought she was awesome. We come to number 9, and this guy was in the studio with us. It's Chris Bollett and Embers Alive. Chris is a guitar player with a local band called Zodiac, and of course they do all the covers and play the clubs. But on his free time, he likes to write original instrumental guitar stuff and record it. And it's steeped in jazz and heavy metal influences. He mentioned that Hendrix was a big influence on him, and we talked about Yngwie Malmsteen, if you remember, and all these different artists that have kind of influenced Chris. He's a young guy out of Northwest Indiana. He's got some great string bending proficiency, dexterity in his digits, and he's a pretty good songwriter as well. So check this out. It's from the all-instrumental album, Embers Alive. This is Forge the Dream. And Forge the Dream. That's off his all-instrumental album called Embers Alive. He was here in the studio with us, and if you like guitar rock, and I know you do, find Chris online at chrisbolant.com. That's Chris, and the last name is spelled B-O-L-I-N-T, chrisbolant.com.
And he plays a lot of gigs around the region and up in Chicago, so you'll be able to see him live.
And again, he's got the fingers that can fly on the frets, but he also has a little finesse and a passion that makes it more than just a million notes a second kind of stuff that so many virtuosos play. Which brings us to number 10 on our list. This one slipped in under the gate. I got it just as we had done the cutoff on the year. It's out of Crown Point. It's a trio of string players. They are bluegrassy, country, a little bit of pop in there. It's very Americana folk. They're called Thanks Again, and they met in high school in Crown Point, Roman, Adam, and John. And they've become quite a music-making machine, a 14-song album called Sonder that they produced themselves. Again, lots of fiddle, banjo, guitar in here. I picked one that I thought was a really good song. It tells a story. It's got a lot of vocal in it, opposed to some of the others, which are more instrumentally based. This one's called The Last Mile. Let's check it out.
There is a girl, and I'm obsessed. She paints the scene, she paints the set. Dressed in summer, Sunday's best, and I'm a mess. Each day I wait with bated breath, just to see her once again. Dancing elegant, her hair blooms from her back. And I will wait for you to come and tell me there's nothing I can do. And I watch her dance down the avenue the place that she called home once, and I want nothing more than to follow you. I take my time to write it down, get every detail, every sound, a constant reminder of where and how I felt for you, everything. This is all I have to give. I feed away with confidence. The way you leave me here suspended in the moment. And I will wait for you to come and tell me there's nothing I can do. I watch her dance down the follow you. And I know that this is hard, and I know that this is war, and I know that you don't care, but you're all that I adore. And the window pane you lean on is the chapel.
Well, that wraps up our top 10 of 2015. I'm Tom Lounge as your host. This is Midwest Beat. Counting down those albums once again from the top of the hour in number one slot, Peter Scherer and Risk Everything. Number two was What Is Moo with their self-titled album, What Is Moo? Number three, Pete Berwick and the Legend of Tyler Doohan and Other Tales of Victory and Defeat. Number four is the Mad Ants International Anthem. Number five, the Diggity and Pump House. Number six, Lexi Alicia, Drowning in Love. Seven, Shotgun Elvis, When Darkness Falls. Number eight was Liz Mandeville and Heart of Chicago. Chris Boland was number nine with his album Embers Alive. And we closed out there with some Americana music courtesy of Thanks Again and their album Sonder. Well, I told you I was going to try to slip in a little more Shotgun Elvis. I'm really impressed with their take on Bill Monroe's bluegrass classic, Blue Moon of Kentucky, bringing a fresh spin to it. And, well, we're going to close out and give you as much as we can. Here's Shotgun Elvis and Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Catch you on the rebound. Stay safe and keep on rocking. Adios.
I say blue moon, a blue moon, a blue moon, I keep shining bright. A blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back, my baby, tonight. Blue moon, I keep shining bright. I said blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. I said blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. Cause it was on one moonlit night, stars shining bright, whisper on high, love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. I said blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. Cause it was on one moonlit night, stars shining bright, whisper on high, love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue.